Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sai. How can I help you?
Yes, I was talking to someone a few minutes ago and I got disconnected. And what's your name again?
My name is Sai. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Say your name again?
Sai.
Spell that, please.
S-A-I.
Okay, Sai. All right. I want to return some merchandise.
Can I have the zip code to pull up the account?
Okay, 33617.
I'm sorry, you said it was streaming too fast.
33617.
And your first and last name?
Rosalind McIntosh.
Can you verify your mail the address for me?
6702 Peachtree Drive, Florida. 33617.
Your city in Florida?
Temple Terrace.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so it is showing that you placed an order on 73 for Focus Pods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's showing that there was a $5.95 for the shipping and handling for those pods.
Right.
And it was based off a 14-day trial period. And when you didn't call in to council within those 14 days, they went ahead and billed you for the extra price of those pods.
Mm-hmm. But I printed a copy of what I purchased. And it said it was shipped out on July 8th. And it says money back, 30-day guarantee.
Okay, so I'm not showing in the system in regards to a guarantee. It just states that it's under a 14-day trial period, so we need to call in and counsel.
Okay. And what's the name of the company that I purchased this from?
Okay,
who did I pay?
Okay, it's the Focus Pods,
uh-huh.
And it's off of Focus brand. It's called Focus Earbuds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tech.
Okay, that's what it's called, Focus Pods today. And it says just cover shipping, and then if I'm not satisfied, they said the 14 days, but also I had a 30-day guarantee.
Okay, so it's not showing in the system in regards to a 30-day guarantee.
Well,
it's just showing in regards to the trial period.
I printed 3 pages that I printed.
Okay,
and
may I ask where you printed that information from?
Uh-huh. It's the same information that I put my credit card in, too.
Okay, so it's not showing that in this system, but the only thing they did bill you for was just that actual price for that for the pods that you didn't call in
and counsel
for that.
I paid that. And I guess because I didn't respond back to you guys within 14 days, you billed my credit card that I used for $64.97.
Yes, ma'am. So that just means that you just actually paid for the price of the pods.
For the pods, okay. But when I printed this copy, it says claim your phone, just cover shipping. And the second page, it has payment information, and it has credit card information and all of that. And it says order now. Your shipment is estimated to arrive July 8th, 2021. Secure transaction. That's the third page, and it also gives me a customer service number, and that's the number that I just dialed. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I was speaking to someone else, and I went through this whole spiel with her, and we got disconnected. Either she disconnected me. I don't know. So I want to return this. And now, my bank called me, because the fraud department called me about this transaction.
Yes.
Okay, so I need to know the name of the company that supplied me with these Focus Pods. What's the name of the company?
Okay, so the name of that company is Focus.
Okay, but that's not who billed me.
So that's what's showing up in the system. The Focus earbuds.
I know that's
tech.
What's in the system, but that's not.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a phone call from my credit card questioning this bill. And when I purchased this, I thought I was purchasing it from BJ's, but it was really Costco. It says Costco. I don't have a Costco account. So I was a sucker. I just I didn't look too well. So I want to return this.
Okay, so there is not a return on the earbuds. But what I can do is offer you a 35% refund amount on those earbuds.
See, I've already rejected this. I've already rejected this payment. So you guys haven't been paid yet, or whoever this is, and this not, it wasn't made, the billing company was not Focus Pods today. It was some other name.
Say that again for me.
I said that this transaction, I did not authorize it to go through.
Okay, so wasn't you authorized it when you signed up for the $5.97 for the shipping and handling,
mm-hmm.
And it was stated in the terms and condition in regards to the 14-day trial, and when you didn't call in to counsel within those 14 days, then you authorized them to go ahead and bill you for the actual price of the pause.
I would like to contact Focus Pause or whoever. Because this is what you call taking advantage of consumers, and I'm quite sure I'm not the first one to question this. It's not about the money. It's the way that you guys go about soliciting people to buy products.
Okay, so it was listed in those terms and condition on that page. It did ask, were you 18 years or older to make that purchase for that shipping and handling? And it stated that information in the terms and condition.
But it also said I had 30 days.
It was only a 14-day trial, ma'am. And then after that, we didn't call in to counsel.
I want to return the product.
Okay, so there's no return on the pause. But what I can do is offer you a 35% discount. Refund for the pods.
Well, I tell you what, what would that amount be?
Okay, just give me one moment.
And I'm not going to give you a credit card. I put a check in the mail.
Okay, so we don't take.
Well, I don't care. That's how you're going to get the money.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's already shown in the system that it's already been charged to your account. So I'm offering to give you that $35. Discount. So just give me one moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking here because the bank called me. My card was declined because of this. It went into the fraud department. Nothing is free, and I should have known better.
It'll be $45.48.
Okay, like I said, this does not go through my credit card. So, in order to pay you guys, and this is the only thing because something else came with the pods. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. So I will go ahead and apply that refund amount. and cancel that out for you.
It's not going through the credit card that I gave you.
Okay, so that's the only way that I'll be able to put that in the system.
Well, you know what? I guess we have to go to court because I want to return it. How to give you 30 days, and 30 days is not up yet.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but it's not.
Because I didn't respond in 14 days, although you say I have 30 days guaranteed?
No, ma'am, it was just the 14 days
But I'm looking at the page 3. It says money back, 30-day guarantee. It says I printed this. And it says, by submitting you a firm to have read and agreed to our terms and conditions after your 14 days, then they will charge you. But it still says that I have 30 days. So that really shouldn't be there.
Okay, so just give me one moment while I cancel this account out for you.
Okay.
Okay, so just bear with me. I'm still notating your account. Give me just a moment.
Okay. Like I said, this my credit card called me. And it came from the fraud department.
Okay, so just give me one moment. Okay, so I did go ahead and cancel that out for you.
Okay, and what does that mean, cancel out?
In your, just one moment. And your cancellation number is 141061.
141061. Uh-huh. 141061, that's
yes,
my...
Yes, that's all.
That's the confirmation, cancellation confirmation?
Yes, ma'am.
Cancellation... confirmation. Yeah. See, I'm getting all these Costco. I don't even have a Costco account. Okay. So now, by you cancel, what does that mean?
It's your account has been canceled. There won't be any future charges nor any order that will be to your account for the mini pods.
I don't have an account though with you guys.
Okay, you did show an order for the focus pods. So that's considered an account with us because you have an order for a the focus pods.
You guys don't know who you are working for. This, I mean, the bank had a different name. It was a different name. It wasn't Focus Pods.
Okay, well, that's what's showing in the system.
Well, I'm just telling you. Maybe it's what's showing in the system, but as far as getting paid, that's not the name that was sent to my credit card. It was a different name. So, obviously, they must have gotten questions on the same thing. So, okay. All right, as long as I'm not going to be billed, and long as not, I mean, I'll be more than happy to return these pods because I haven't used them at all. Did you put a notation of that in your notepad too?
That's what
wanted to return the products back to you guys?
Yes, ma'am. There is no return on those pods.
I'm sorry?
I said there is no return on those pods, but I did note that into account that you did offer to return the pods.
Okay. All right. Well, they you know, something is wrong because it says, I'm looking at it, it says sincere, secure transaction. All orders are processed through a very secure network. Your credit card information is not stored anywhere. We respect your privacy. And it says money back 30-day guarantee. And it has 2021 focus pods. All rights reserved, customer service, and that's the number that I dialed and I reached you. So something is wrong.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and cancel that order out for you, so I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too.